Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Gimel. We are holding on. Well, we're going to pick up again Daf Beis and Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. And today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So what we're continuing the same exact sugya we had yesterday. The basic question is, where do we know that there's this din of being mafresh, the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara had suggested, l'chaper la'asos, that alluded to in that pasuk about the miluim, that that we are also mafresh for Yom HaKippurim, and that we are also mafresh for the Srefas Para Aduma. So the Gemara kept on challenging, well, wait a second, how do you know that l'chaper means Yom HaKippurim? Maybe l'chaper means other karbanos. Maybe l'chaper means regalim. Maybe l'chaper means Pesach, Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres. So we're in the middle of the discussion of how we know l'chaper doesn't mean Shmini Atzeres. How we know it means Yom HaKippurim as opposed to Shmini Atzeres. Then the Gemara is going to ask Viter, how do I know that it doesn't mean Shavuos? How do I know that it doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah, that you don't need to be mafresh going out for 7 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah? On the issue of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is going to have four different approaches. Some of those answers are going to answer some of the previous questions as well. Meaning, as far as the answer as to why Lechaper doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah, that we don't have to be Mafresh Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah, some of the answers we're going to give are also going to explain Shavuos, might also explain some of the other Yom Tovim as to why it is that we're not Mafresh Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance. And then the Gemara is going to, at the very end of the Daf, tell us that maybe there's a different model entirely as to how we know that you're mafresh for 7 days in advance of these two items of Yom HaKippurim and Srefas Para. Maybe only one is derived from the Pasuk and the other one is just Chumra Midrabanan. Or maybe both have a different source and it's not from Lechaper V'Lasos. So today's entire daf is in the same sugya that we were in yesterday's daf. So let's begin again from two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Beis and Beis. So the Gemara is asking, how do I know that Lechaper is not referring to Shmini Atzeres? Maybe the halacha is that you need to be mafresh of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen 7 days in advance of Shmini Atzeres to bring the karbonos of Shmini Atzeres. So Rav Ashi Amar Miika Midi Deika Regel Lo Bayi Prisha Tafel Didei Bayi Prisha, because it can't be. Shmini Atzeres is only a tafel to Sukkis. So if the Iker, which is Sukkis, does not require Prisha 7 days in advance, then for sure that which is tafel to Sukkis is not going to require Prisha 7 days in advance. Va'afil d'bandi amar, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu, and maybe you're going to tell me, no, what do you mean tafel to Sukkis? Shmini Atzeres is not a tafel to anything. It's its own Yom Tov. Sahani mili lin pizar kishav. No, even if you want to say that it's a regel b'fnei atzmahu, that's only with regard to the six things that are referred to by the mnemonic of Pizar Keshav. Aval inyan tashlumin, tashlumin derishanu. But as far as karbanos are concerned, so Shmini Atzeres is still a day of tashlumin in case you miss bringing the karban on the first day of Yom Tov. How do I know that inyan tashlumin it's considered tafel to Chag HaSukkos? Tatnan, because the Mishnah tells us explicitly in Maseches Sukkah, mi shelo chag b'yom tov rishon shel chag, chogig v'holech kol haregel kulo v'yom tov ha'achron shel chag. So you see explicitly that Shmini Atzeres is tashlumin. As far as the carbon is concerned, it's a tashlumin for Sukkis, and therefore it's considered to be a tafel to Sukkis. This is used as a raya in the following discussion. What if a person does not do Pidyon HaBen on time? For whatever reason, they were unable to do a Pidyon HaBen on the child on time. I've spoken to people who work in Kiruv that they're having discussions with people who are becoming more interested in the religion, and as they have the discussion, they realize that the person is a Bukhar, and they're 40, 50 years old now, but they're a Bukhar, their parents are not Kohanim or Levim or anything else, so there's no Yotzei Dofen, and it turns out that they require a Pidyon HaBen. So you missed the boat a little bit, I was supposed to be at 30 days old. So is there an inyan to do it like right away? Do the Pidyon HaBen as soon as you possibly can? So by Bris Mila, certainly. By Bris Mila, even a Mila Shalom Bismana, that's a Nei Debut as a Tshuva, where someone asked, if anyway you have a Mila Shalom Bismana, and let's say you're a couple of weeks before Pesach, or within a couple of weeks of Pesach, and anyway the Mila couldn't be done on time, can you just push it to Erev Pesach so that the Bukhar won't have to to fast instead of, not every year does Daf Yomi finish Maseches Pesachim within a couple of days of Pesach. So sometimes it's difficult to find Siyumim. So you just have so Nadav Yehuda says, he couldn't believe the Shaila. He says, what do you mean? You're going to push over even a Mila Shelo Bizmana. You got to do it right away. You're not allowed to push off later on. I remember Menachem's Bris, right? That was that it could have been pushed off to Sunday or whatever. Right? Kron gets up and he says, this Bris could have been done at a much more convenient time, but if people want to do the right thing, they want to do so, they're going to do it exactly at the right time. So that's certainly by Mila, by Pidyon HaBen, you have such a din that you have to do it right away. So that's a machlokas haposkim. But when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, Chelek Alef Yardea, Simin Rei Samach Beis, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yechiel, the brother of the Balaturim, the son of the Rush, that the Zman Chiv Pidyon HaBen is Miyom Shloshim Ulamayla, and each day that you don't do it after Yom Shloshim, it's over a love ba'asei. In the Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim, he brings a raya the other way. The Magen Avraham says the other way. The Magen Avraham says, no, once you're not doing it, once you didn't do it, obviously you got to get it done, but there's no hechrech to have it done mamish as soon as possible, and brings a raya from our Gemara. Because if you're going to say that mishalo chag b'yom tov rishon shel chag, what do you mean chogig v'olei chalareg kulav yom tov achron shel chag? Say chogig v'olech right away. And if you can't do it on day two, then do it day three. If you can't do it day three, do it day four. If you can't, I mean, why is it that all of Yom Tov is equally good? The whole rest of Yom Tov is equally good. It shouldn't be equally good. Elamai, as long as you're within the Zman that you can do a Tashlumen, when something is a Tashlumen, you don't have to do it at the earliest possible time. Why is Mila different? Because by Mila, there's another Indian. By Mila, there's also an Isser to be an Arel. So since you have every moment, you have an Isser to be an Arel. There's no Isser to be someone who's not Nifte, but there's an Isser to be an Arel. So that's why by Mila it's going to be different. That's what the Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim, that's what he suggests in support of the Shita of the Magen Avraham against the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yechiel, the son of the Rush. So what does this mean? Pazar Keshav, what do they stand for? It's some sort of mnemonic. So Rashi writes that Pazar Pei is Pius La'atzmo, that they would draw lots separately, normally on Sukkot, for all the different Pari Achag, for all the different Karbanos. There was a rotation that went, and there was that was based on lots that were drawn. But then it was you only got to go so many times because they didn't draw a new lot for each Karban. But when it came to Shmini Atzeres, they would draw a new lot for the Karbanos of Shmini Atzeres. Zayin means the Zman La'atzma, which Rashi says means Levarik Shechianu, that it gets its own Shechianu, unlike, let's say, the last day of Pesach, where it's a continuation of the Yom Tov of Pesach, and therefore it does not get its own Shechianu. And the Reish is regali atzmo, that there's no, that Rashi says it means She'ein Shem Chag Hasukos Olav, that it's not called Chag Hasukos. That's what it means, that it's a regel, that it's a regali atzmo. That's actually a huge discussion in the Rishonim. Is that in fact what regali atzmo means? Even what does Rashi say? If you look at the top line, it tells us Pazark Shav Pirush Rashi regali atzmo She'ein Yosh Basukah, that you don't sit in the sukkah, not just that you don't call the day Chag HaSukkos, that there's no mitzvah of sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Of course, talking in Eretz Yisrael, because the Yom of Shmini Atzeres, there's no mitzvah of sukkah. We sit in sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, non-chassidim sit in sukkah and Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, not because of Shmini Atzeres, but because it might still be Hoshana Rabbah, it's a Sveka D'Yoma. That's the only reason we sit in sukkah. But Shmini Atzeres certainly does not require sukkah. And then the kuf is korban liatzmo, that it doesn't follow in the same trajectory and the same rotation of the karbanos of the rest of the days of sukkahs. It has its own separate dinim of karbanos. And shin is shir laatzmo, that it has a separate shir, unlike all the other days of sukkahs. And the beis is bracha laatzmo. What does bracha laatzmo mean? So Rashi writes, bracha laatzmo, bracha shayim varchon letfilas chaye amelech, a special bracha that they would have for the davening for the king. If you look in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, in the middle of the skinny lines of Tosfos, bracha b'fnei atzmo, birchas hamazon u'tfila, ke'uda asam, that it means birchas hamazon and tfila with its own separate haskara of Shmini Atzeres within birchas hamazon and tfila. And that's, regel means something else. Regel does not, Tosfos has different deos of what regel means as well. So many, many different shitos as far as regel, and many of these things are subject to machlokas. But the bottom line certainly is that Shmini Atzeres, even if you assume it's an independent of Yom Tov of sorts, it's an independent Yom Tov of sorts, but nevertheless, as far as Karbanos are concerned, it's a Tashlumin, and therefore, since it's a Tashlumin, it's only a Tafel to Chag HaSukkos, and that explains why you're not going to have Prisha Shivas Yamim in advance of Shmini Atzeres. You don't have Prisha Shivas Yamim in advance of that which is only a Tafel to the Iker. So now says the Gemara, okay, we explained why it's not Karbanos in general, because they happen every day. We explained why it's not Yom Tov Regalim like Pesach and Sukkos, which you might identify as being particularly deserving of Prisha 7 days in advance. We explained why it's not Shmini Atzeres. But maybe Ve'ema Atzeres, maybe when the Pasuk says the Chaper, it's telling me that you need to be Mafresh the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Shavuos to preach a Shiva Liyom Echad, who, after all, we said that the whole idea of why it couldn't be Sukkos or Pesach was because Sukkos or Pesach were elongated festivals, and we're looking for a place where you'd be Porit, where you'd be Mafreshim 7 days for a one-day celebration, for a one-day Avoda, like the Miluim, if we're really going to compare it to the Miluim. So Yom Kippur fits the bill, but Pesach doesn't fit, Sukkos doesn't fit, Sassigmur, but Shavuos does. Shavuos, you could be Mafreshim 7 days, and it's only one day. There's only one day of Yom Tov. So Rabbi Abba done in par echad va'il echad mi par echad va'il echad. Well, by the Miluim there's one par and one ayil, and by Yom HaKippurim there's one par and one ayil. Shavuos is not similar to the Miluim in that way. Lafuke atzeres to shnei elim ninu, as opposed to Shavuos, which has shnei elim together with the shnei alechem. You bring shnei elim, so because there are these shnei elim that are brought on Shavuos, that separates it enough from the Miluim to say it's more likely that if we're deriving something from the Miluim, we're going to derive Yom HaKippurim from the Miluim, and we're not going to derive Shavuos from the Miluim. Says Gemara, that's great if you assume that that's true about Yom HaKippurim, that it's only got par echad v'ayil echad. Honey, chalaman dem Yom HaKippurim ayil echad hu. I understand very well if you say Yom Kippur is only ayil echad, elman yom shnei elim ninu ma'ik l'meimar. But if you say Yom HaKippurim es shnei elim, then what are you going to say? Detani, where do we find that there's such a discussion whether Yom... If everyone can mute themselves, please. It's a little distracting. Someone want to check who's unmuted and maybe text him or something? So maybe I could do it. Maybe he'll realize that I stopped talking. What? Oh, there he is. I don't know how to mute him. It's not working. Maybe I'm not really. Okay, so anyway, so where were we? So Yom HaKippurim, apparently there's a machlokas whether Yom HaKippurim is Ayil Echad or Shnei Elim. What do you mean a machlokas whether it's Ayil Echad or Shnei Elim? Open up a Chumash and see how many, meaning it says in the Chumash what the Karbanos are of Yom HaKippurim. No, the problem is that Yom HaKippurim appears twice in the Chumash. You have in Parshas Achremos, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and then again in Parshas Pinchas, where it talks about the Karbanos of Musaf of every Yantif. So it mentions an Ayil by each. The Shaila is it the same aisle? It's just being referred to twice. Once in Sefer Vayikra, once in Sefer Bamidbar. So Detanya, Rebbe, Omer, Ayil Echad, Hu Ha Amor Kan, Hu Ha Amor B'Chumash HaBikudim. The Rebbe says it's the same aisle that's mentioned over here in Vayikra, is the same aisle that's mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar. Whereas Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, no, Shnei Elimim. They're two separate aisles, Echad Amor Kan, Ve'Echad Amor B'Chumash HaBikudim. So if you're going to assume, like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that it's Shnei Elim, Yom HaKippurim does not have that in common with the Miluim. So there's no reason to favor Yom HaKippurim over Shavuos. So again, we're back to our Kasha. How do I know that I should derive from the Miluim? That Yom HaKippurim requires Prish of 7 days. Maybe I should derive that Shavuos requires Prish of 7 days. Says Marna, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Still, Yom HaKippurim is a closer match, even if you assume, like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that Yom HaKippurim also has Shnei Elim, because Hasam Chad the Chavasiyam, Chad the Safin. The nature of those Shnei Elim are different when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, one of them is for Chavas Yom, and one of them is for the Musaf. A Musaf is considered like an add-on to the Karban Tamid. So one of them is for, there's only one that's outside of the regular daily Karbanos. Meaning since Musafin are considered to be an add-on to the Karban Tamid, so that's considered like within the framework of the daily Karbanos. But there's only one that's really L'Chavas Yom and Yom HaKippurim of the special Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, La'afuke Atzeres, the Travayu Chavas Yom Ninu, as opposed to Shavuos, where they both come with the Shtei Alechem. So they're both outside of the regular Musaf. They're both the Chavas Hayom. And that's why we'd rather compare Yom Kippur to the Miluim than compare Shavuos to the Miluim. So that takes care of Shavuos. So says Gemara, but we haven't gone through every Yantav yet. The Eimer Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Rosh Hashanah should be, we should be Mafrits the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah, because that's also only one day Min HaTorah. The Prisha Shivali Yom Echadu. It's 7 days of preparation, and it would be for only one day of Avodah. So the Gemara is going to have four explanations why it can't be Rosh Hashanah. Some of these explanations are going to answer not only why it can't be Rosh Hashanah, but why it can't be other days as well. So that's the Gemara. Amar Bivol, Don in Par Va'ayil Shalo, Mi Par Va'ayil Shalo. La'afuke Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Ditzibur Ninu. That we darshan a Par in Ayil Shalo that belongs to him, as opposed to Atzeres, as opposed to as opposed to Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah. So this answers both questions, both the Rosh Hashanah question and the Shavuos question, where it's true it's only a par and ayil, but the par and ayil are brought from the tzibur, they're not brought from his personal funds. So unlike the miluim and Yom HaKippurim, which are both paid for by his own personal funds, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's from the mamon tzibur, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is different than the miluim, and that's why I know the pasuk is not talking about that. So it says Mar Hanich L'man D'Yamar, Kach L'cha Mishalucha, V'aseh L'cha Mishalucha. So that works very well if you assume that when it says Kach L'cha, it means that it has to belong to him. Aseh L'cha means that it has to belong to him, that it's Mishalucha. El L'man D'Yamar Mishal Tzibur Ma'ik L'meimar. But if you hold that it's Mishal Tzibur, that when we talk about the karbanos of the miluim, that it's going to be brought mishal tzibur anyway. So, or the karbanos of Yom HaKippurim, that it's mishal tzibur. So then, that's not something that that the miluim have in common with Yom HaKippurim, that it does not have in common with Rosh Hashanah. Titania, because after all, the Brisa tells us kach lucha mishalucha vaaseh lucha mishalucha, meaning it should come from your own private money v'yikhwe lecha mishal tzibur divrei Rabbi Yoshi. But when it says v'yikhwe lecha, whenever the Torah uses the term v'yikhwe lecha, that's where it means Mishal Tzibur. But whenever it's Kach Lecha, it's Aseh Lecha, that means you're paying from your own money. Rabbi Yonasan disagrees. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein V'yikhu Elecha, Mishal Tzibur. Even when it says Kach Lecha, that is also Mishal Tzibur. Ma Talmud Omar Kach Lecha, so then why does it say Kach Lecha if it's really Mishal Tzibur? Kavayachal Mishal Lecha, and he wrote that Yosef Mishal Lehem. Kavayachal Tzaka, Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I would so prefer your own karbanos over the karbanos of the Tzibur. If you look at Rashi, what does the word kavayachal mean? So says Rashi, ani shamati im hayitzibur yachal eschaper b'shal yachid hayisi rotze. If the tzibur could have been mischaper with your carbon, your carbon that's totally yours, I prefer your own carbonos. This is really an unflattering thing. It's like Hashem saying, I'd rather have your carbon than have the carbon of Klal Yisrael. So it's saying like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was put off by Klal Yisrael. So that's why we say kavayachal. Kavayachal means that it's hard for us to say. It's difficult for us to say such a thing. It hurts a little bit to say such a thing. Right? When do we normally use kavayachal? When we describe some sort of emotion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or something like that. So it's kavayachal. We can't really say that. We don't know what Hashem is. We know that Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is echad. He's totally. So whenever we describe something like that, it's kavayachal, that we don't. Whenever we describe some human characteristic or something like that, you can't really say such a thing. So if you're also kaviyachal, means it's just difficult to say. It's difficult to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in the carbon of the tzibur. Abuchanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Kasav Echad Omer Vasisa Lecha Aron Eitz, Vekasav Echad Omer Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. So the Aron is Vasisa Lecha, sounds like paid for by private funds, but then another pasuk says Vasu, sounds like it's by the tzibur. So HaKetzad had do we reconcile that stira in the psukim? So kan bizman she yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, kan bizman she ein osim ritzono shel makom. It all depends what klal yisrael is up to, whether we're osim ritzono shel makom. Rashi explains that when we're osim ritzono shel makom, then it's called, the avoda is called by all of klal yisrael. When we're ein osim ritzono shel makom, then it's lucha, then it's individual. The Marsha says you could say the opposite, that bizman she osim ritzono shel makom, then it's all the malachas, if Moshe Rabbeinu himself did it, which is the greatest of chusta, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. When it's Einos Ritzon Shel Makom, then it's like the malacha is done by everybody, and it's not really Moshe Rabbeinu's malacha, so it's like a regular malacha. So the Achronim just are matmi on the Marsha, that the Pasuk of Asu is said before Shviras HaLuchos. The Pasuk of Asisa is by Luchos Shnios, after the Maisa Egel. So which is more likely to be when it's Osir Ritzono Shel Makom? If it's, so it has to be that Rashi is correct, that Va'asu is talking about when we're Osin Ritzono Shel Makom, because that's a, historically that's what works out, that that Va'asu was before the Chet Ha'Egel, so that's when we were Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. Sounds much more like Rashi and less so like the Marsha. Well, the Achronim are also bothered. We're asking a stira over here, right? What's the stira? The stira is that it says Va'asu by the Aron, it says Va'asisa by the Aron. Well, we just had a discussion about this in Masech HaShkalim. One Aron or two Aronos? Rashi on Chumash, Rashi al HaTorah writes that the Aron that was Yotze Yiman L'Milchama had the Shivrei Luchos, and Rashi in Dvarim Perek Yud says that that's the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made of Atzei Shittim, and there was another Aron that Bezalel made out of gold that was not Yotze L'Milchama except for that one time, B'Yimei Eli, when it was captured, and it was that whole Maisa. So you see that there were Shnei Aronos. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Vasisa L'cha Aron Eitz, that has nothing to do with the Aron in the Mishkan that Bezalel made. So the Marsha says, so what's the Gemara's kasha over here? Meaning, based on Rashi and Chumash, the Gemara doesn't really have a kasha to even get off the ground to start answering. Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, Ein Osir Ritzono Shel Makom. It's totally irrelevant. So the Balei Atosos write that there's a machlokas in Yerushalmi whether there are Shnei Aronos or Aron Echad. So our Gemara must be assuming. Balei Atosos al Torah, so that our Gemara must be assuming that there was only Aron Echad, and Mimeli, you have a Kasha. And the Rasha, she points out that the Marsha seems to have forgotten what it says in Tosos Chul and Sadi Beza Med Aleph, because the Marsha is asking this Kasha. What kind of Kasha does the Gemara have? What kind of stira is the Gemara asking? After all, there might have been Shnei Aronos. Says Rasha, yeah, there are Shnei Aronos. But Tosos and Chul and Daf Sadi Beis writes that even if there were Shnei Aronos, it's Mistaver that there were made in the same way. So it's still a stira that if mistaver that they're made in the same way, how come one time it's described as va'asu and one time it's described as va'asisa? So that's what the Gemara is saying, that shnei aronos. So, but bottom line is we're back to our kasha, meaning we wanted to suggest that the real distinguishing characteristic, what separates Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur and Shavuos, is that when it comes from Yom Kippur and the Miluim, rather, is that by Yom Kippur and the Miluim, you pay, the Kohen is paying from out of pocket, because it says Lecha, so as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where it's Mamun HaTzibur, says more, not necessarily so. Not every time it says Lecha doesn't necessarily mean that it's coming out of pocket. That's a machloka. So if you can assume that Lecha does not mean that it's coming out of pocket, what makes Rosh Hashanah different? What makes Rosh Hashanah better? So the Gemara explains, Ad kan lo pligi el bikichos di alma vasios. Before we get to answering that question, Ad kan lo pligi el bikichos di alma vasios di alma. Now, this is in general when we refer to kach the whole machlokas over here, whether it means it's paid for with private funds or not, is like by the Ketores, or the making of the chatzosos. But over here, it's explicit in the psukim, or at least very clear in the psukim, that these things are paid mishalucha. So this is the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is saying that even if you hold that in general, kach l'cha nasisa l'cha does not mean that it's misha l'cha, that it's from your own money. By the miluim, by Yom HaKippurim, I'll prove to you from the psukim themselves that it does mean it's from your own money, and in Mela, our answer is going to stand. That why is it that we derive from the miluim to Yom HaKippurim and not from the miluim to Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, the karbanos are paid for from tzibur funds. By the miluim and Yom HaKippurim, it's paid for from private funds. How do I know? Because by miluim, michti, let's analyze the psukim by the miluim. Ksiv el b'nei Yisrael tadaber. So to all of Bnei Yisrael, tell them, and then the Pasuk says, previously, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos. So if it really wanted to, if the word the words kach lecha could mean it comes from the tzibur, at least be consistent throughout the whole parsha and say kach lecha throughout. So lamali, why does it switch the lashon that it's the half of it the parsha is talking to the tzibur and then it says kach lecha? So shma mina kach lecha mishalecha. It must be that this is dafka mishalecha, that it has to be that it's paid for with his own money. And where do I find Bayom HaKippurim that it's paid for with his own money, that it's from his own pocket? So Bayom HaKippurim michti siv bezos yavo Aron el HaKodesh bepar ben bakar lechatos ume eis adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sirizim lechatos. We're speaking very global terms. We're talking about the entirety of Klal Yisrael when we talk about these karbanos. And yet v'hikrav es parachatos Asherlo. What does that mean? That's private. That's him. Lamali, why does it switch to such a lashon? Shmamina, haylo mishalohu. So it must mean that that's his own from his own private funds. And therefore, answer number one still stands. So again, where are we in the Gemara over here? The Gemara kept on asking, how do I know that the pasuk is telling me that you mafresh the kohen gadol 7 days in advance of Yom Kippurim? Maybe it's 7 days in advance of all karbanos. Maybe it's 7 days in advance of Sukkot. Maybe it's 7 days in advance of Pesach. Maybe it's 7 days in advance of Shmini Atzeres. Maybe it's 7 days in advance of Shavuos. And now we're working on the question, maybe it's 7 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah. So answer number one to that question, how do I know that it's not 7 days in advance of Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different than the Miluim and Yom HaKippurim. The Miluim and Yom HaKippurim are both paid for from private funds, whereas Rosh Hashanah is paid for from public funds. So that's answer number one, and that answer stands because no matter what you hold about the words Kach Lecha and Asisa Lecha in general by the Miluim and by Yom HaKippurim, we know that it means that it's paid for from private funds. So now answer number two. How do I know that it's not about Rosh Hashanah? Rav Ashi Amar, done in par lechatos va'ayla ola mi par lechatos va'ayla ola la'afuge Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres ditzravayu olos ninu. This answers both the Rosh Hashanah and the Shavuos question. How I know it's not Rosh Hashanah and how I know it's not Shavuos? Because both by the Miluim and by Yom HaKippurim there's a par that's brought for a chatos and an ayil that's brought for an ola. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, where both the par and the ayil are karbanos ola. So it's a greater, it's a better, more accurate comparison to link the Miluim with Yom HaKippurim than it is to link the Miluim with Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos. Answer number three, Ravina Amar, done in Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, me Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, afukei kulu kushiyasan, del Avodah B'Kohen Gadol. Answer number three says, I'll answer all of the questions with one fell swoop. How do I know it's not Sukkot, and it's not Pesach, and it's not Shmini Atzeres, and it's not Rosh Hashanah, and it's not Shavuos, that we have to sequester the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance, that it's only Yom HaKippurim that we derive from the Miluim? Because it's most likely that we should learn about an avoda that involves the Kohen Gadol and can only involve the Kohen Gadol from the Miluim. So Yom HaKippurim is the only thing that involves only the Kohen Gadol. So that answers all the kashas. So that's answer number three. V'ika da'amri, and then answer number four, a second version. Ika da'amri amaravina, done in avoda tchila me avoda tchila. Lafukehani delav tchila ninu. That we're gonna compare the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim because they are both avoda tchila. They are both firsts, as opposed to every other Yom Tov, which is not really a first. My tchila, what do you mean it's a first? There's a first time for everything. Meaning there was a first Yom HaKippurim, but there was also a second and a third and hundreds of Yom HaKippurims. So what makes something a first? Why would Yom HaKippurim be considered a first? Miluim, I get, because there was only one, really. But why would Yom HaKippurim, what does it mean, a first? Ilem tchila b'koyin gadol hainu kamaisa. If it means that it's a first with the koyin gadol, so that's exactly what we just said before. We just said meaning that was answer number three. Answer number three was that what distinguished the Miluim and Yom HaKippurim from everything else, so that Miluim and Yom HaKippurim involve the Kohen Gadol. Ela avodat tchila b'makom, me avodat tchila b'makom. What Yom HaKippurim and the Miluim have in common was that it was the first time that particular place was ever used in the context of any avoda. That by Yom HaKippurim, it's the only first and only time that we use the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's used. It was used for the first time on the first Yom HaKippurim, and every subsequent year only on Yom HaKippurim do we use the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when it comes to the Miluim, it wasn't the only time, but it was the very first time that they used the Mizbeach. So since those are the first times that they use those particular places, that's why we prefer to link the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim rather than to link the Miluim to anything else, to Karbanos, to Pesach, to Sukkot to Shmini Atzeres to Shavuos to Rosh Hashanah to anything else. We're going to link it rather to Yom Kippurim. So Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. So that was all one basic approach. Meaning on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we ask the question Minanimili. How do I know that we sequester the Kohen Gadol for 7 days? So Gemara said it's a pasuk. The pasuk by the Miluim describes something about Lechaper. So that's how I know we sequester the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. And that's also the pasuk also alludes to the Paraduma. So that's how I know that we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol in advance of the Paraduma, because the pasuk the same pasuk that talks about Lechaper also says what is it, Vasisa la asos Lechaper Alechem. That la asos refers to the Paraduma. So now says Gemara, are we sure they're both from that pasuk, that both the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur and the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol of the Kohen for Paraduma are both from la'asos l'chaper la'asos? So kias Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada Rabbi Shur Ben Leva Masni Tarti. The Rabbi Yochanan actually only derived one of these two sequesterings from the pasuk, whereas Rabbi Shur Ben Levi derived both from the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada la'asos l'chaper elu Masni Yom Kippurim. That la'asos l'chaper is only about Yom Kippur. That there's nothing in the pasuk about sequestering the Kohen Gadol in advance of the Paraduma. Rabbi Shimon Levi Masni Tarti La Aso Say the Ma'ase Para LeChaper LeMa'ase Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, like we've been saying up until this point, that both are derived from that pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada Vanan Tzan Shavus Yom Kadim Yom Kippur Vishavus Yom Kadim Shavus Para. Wait a second. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that we only derive the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur from the pasuk? Doesn't he admit that there's a Mishnah Maseches Para that you also sequester the Kohen who's going to be involved in the Para? How is that not derived from the pasuk? Where does he get that from if it's not from the pasuk? Says Gemara, Maila Bialma. That's just a special chumrah that we added in because of the kulas that are involved in Para Aduma. We added in this extra chumrah. Amra Bimniumi, Amra Barchilki, Amra Mechasi Baridi, Amra Biochon, Kashara Sibioma Zet, Siva Hashem Lasos, Lechapra Alechem, Lasos Elemaisa Para, Lechapra Elemaisa Yom Kippurim. So ask the Gemara, we're not just asking, oh look, there is an opinion that derives from this pasuk not only Yom Kippurim but also Ma'ase Para. We're asking better than that. We're asking that Rabbi Yochanan himself is quoted as having said that the pasuk teaches both Yom Kippurim and Ma'ase Para. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that from the pasuk alone I only know that you sequester the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippurim but nothing about sequestering from Para? That's just a Maila Bialma that was added in later on. That's a chumrah that we added later. Here we have Rabbi Yochanan on record looking at the same pasuk telling me that both Yom Kippurim and Ma'ase Para are derived from that pasuk. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Derabe. No, that pasuk is from that limud is from his Rebbe. That's Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. There's a difference between that which Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael and that which he says in the name of himself. Techias Rabbanam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael La'aso Se L'Ma'ase Para L'Chaper L'Ma'ase Yom Kippurim. That it's Rabbi Yishmael who was of the opinion that both Para and Yom Kippurim are incorporated in the pasuk or derived from the pasuk of the Miluim, whereas Rabbi Yochanan himself would not say that. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's only Yom Kippurim that's alluded to in the pasuk. Ask Tosfos Kasha, you have a stira within what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Why do you have to say that this is his and this is his Rebbe? That you can't just say better that each time that we quote Rabbi Yochanan, it's somebody else quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So whenever you have different people quoting Rabbi Yochanan, can't you just say that it's Treya Murai Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a Machlokas Amurai, what Rabbi Yochanan holds? As Tosos in Derabei, Dibra Masl Derabei, have Matzal Memer Amurai Ninu, Valibid Rabbi Yochanan, Vetuva Yikaba Shas, you have that all over Shas. The Chiasu of Dimi Yosu Leflugi Amor Shalfanov, Elimishum Dashkach Pehedia, the Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei Rabbi Yishmael Lamarachi, Lachi Mishani Achi. So Tosos says, you know what, it must be that Enochanami, we could have given that answer, but we have it explicit that Rabbi Yochanan said one of these Limudim in the name of his Rebbe. So since one of them is in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, this is the easier of the two answers. Some of the Achronim point out, Rashash and others point out, what's Tosis Kasha Bechlal? Meaning if you're given a choice, that you could either say that Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe held one thing and he held something else, so it's a machlokas between him and his Rebbe, so why would you rather say that it's Treya Moraya Leib Rabbi Yochanan? So, meaning after all, Ksubas Tafnan Zayin, the Gemara says that the worst thing is to the last possible resort is to say that it's a machlokas what somebody said. Well, if it's machlokas and halacha, elavel divrei kim chayim, everyone's right, it's all wonderful, it's great. But to argue about what somebody said, that's not even elavel divrei kim chayim. One of them is right, one of them is wrong. The person either held that way or didn't hold that way. So why in the world would you want to say that it's a machlokas amaroim, what Rabbi Yochanan said? Much better to say that Rabbi Yochanan had a machlokas with his rebbeim. So that's the kasha the Achronim raised. Now Tosa asks further, but wait a second, if we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan had a machlokas with his rebbeim, how's he allowed to do that? Vim Tomer Rabbi Yochanan, Yechipolgal Rabbi Shmuel, Shutana. It's not just I'm arguing with you, Rabbi, you're allowed to do that. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Esvei Besufa, Avu Beno, Ravu Talmido, when they're talking and learning, they're allowed to disagree with each other. Sometimes when they do so, when they write Svarim, they do so respectfully. The Torah has a practice when he argues with the Rush, if there are other Rishonim that say like the Rush, he'll argue with the other Rishonim. You know, he won't point out that it's, you know, so you don't make a show of it that you're arguing with the father or with the Rebbe. But when it comes to a Tana, Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora, how's he allowed to argue on a Tana? So Tosfos says it must be that because there's a Brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, so he's not arguing, he's just saying I pass him like the other Tanaim. Or Inami Midkam Rabbi Yochanan Mishved Rabbi Shmuel, Tosfos says at the end, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says his din in the name of Rabbi Shmuel implies that the Rabbanan disagree, even if you don't have a Beferish Brisa. The implication of the fact that it's only Rabbi Shmuel that says this way, that we derive both Para and Yom HaKippurim from the Pasuk of Miluim, implies that the Rabbanan disagree and do not derive both from Yom HaKippurim, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like those who disagree. It's interesting because Rabbi Yochanan is from the early generations of Amoraim. It could be that it hadn't yet caught on that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. The Gemara says all over the place, Rav Tana Hu Palag. But curiously, the Gemara doesn't say Shmuel Tana Hu Palag. The Gemara doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan Tana Hu Palag, not Levi Tana Hu Palag. I mean, people from that generation, apparently it was only Rav that had not yet accepted not to argue on Tanaim. But the other B'nai Doro did accept such a thing, and that's why Tosfos has this kasha of how he's allowed to argue on the Tanaim. So says the Gemara further now, so where are you deriving the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance from? You're deriving it from the Miluim. Well, ima Miluim kolakosben ma'akiben afachanami kolakosben ma'akiben. It's an unusual terminology, kolakosben. The Rishonim will point out all he's trying to say is that the sequestering is ma'akiv. That if you're really going to derive the sequestering from the Miluim, by the Miluim, the sequestering of 7 days is ma'akiv the avoda. He can't do the avoda without it. So we're going to say the same thing by Kohen Gadol, that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do the avoda unless he was sequestered for 7 days. The chitei machinami, and if you're going to say, yeah, in a chinami, he's not allowed to do the avoda unless he's sequestered for 7 days. But I'll prove to you from our Mishnah that's not true. Vatnan, the Mishnah says, maskinen lo kohen acher, that we prepare a backup Kohen Gadol in case anything happens with this Kohen Gadol. Velokatani mafrishin. It doesn't say we're mafrish also for 7 days, that we sequester another Kohen Gadol. We say maskinen. And if you're going to tell me, oh, maybe maskinin means mafrishin, so then listen, o edv edi maskinin, o edv edi mafrishin. Meaning, if the two words mean the same thing, then you should use the same word twice. So clearly, what we're saying is that we sequester the actual Kohen Gadol. We do not sequester the backup Kohen Gadol. We only prepare him, but we have him waiting in the wings. But apparently, we don't sequester him. So amalei ela mar mehechay. So he says, so where do you want to derive the idea that we sequester the Kohen Gadol from? You tell me I can't derive it from the Miluim, because if I want to derive it from the Miluim, then it's going to be Ma'akev. So you have a better idea? Where are you going to derive it from? So Amar Misinai. Totally different thing. A totally different shita. This is a third shita. First shita we had was Adav Beza Manalath, and then we repeated it's Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that we derive both the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim and the sequestering for the Efer Parah, all from the Pasuk by the Miluim. Second shita was for the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim, that's from the Miluim. But as far as for the Parah, that's not from the Miluim, that's just a later Chumrah they added in later on. Now a third shita, neither are from the Miluim. How do I know it from? I know it from Har Sinai. Vayishkon Kvar Hashem al Har Sinai ve'chaseu anan sheishes yamim ve'yikra al Moshe ba'yom ha'shvi'i. So the Moshe Rabbeinu apparently was sequestered for 6 days in advance of the Shechina. So mechti k'siv ve'yikra al Moshe ba'yom ha'shvi'i mai sheishes yamim ze b'nei av. When you tell me that the seventh day, I know there were 6 days that preceded it. Why does it have to highlight the 6 days? That's a b'nei av. Shekala nichnas b'machne Shechina ton prisha shisha. That any time you're going to go to the Machne Shechina, one needs to be sequestered in advance for 6 days. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question: what do you mean? We're talking about sequestering for 7 days. Vanan shiva tanan. And so Gemara masins Rabbi Ben Beseru who dechayish l'tumas beso, that our mission must be assumed like Rabbi Ben Beseru, that you have to anyway sequester for 6 days, then we might as well add a seventh day to be choshesh for tumas beso, to be choshesh that if his wife became a nida and while he was having beer with her, so he's tummy shivas yam as a bowel nida, and he's not going to be able to do the avodah yom kippurim. So it's easy to keep him away from his wife for 7 days. Once we're anyway on a daraisa level, keeping him away from his wife for 6 days. Okay, we will stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up at the top of Dav Dalet Amud Aleph tomorrow. I apologize to all the Zoom people. For some reason, the Zoom dropped in the last 2 minutes. Okay, they can't hear my apologies.